gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour. And we thank you so much for joining us on this Father's Day, by the way. It is Father's Day 2013, so happy Dad's Day to everybody out there. We've got a couple of cool guests lined up in this hour of the program. We're going to kick things off by talking to one of my favorite guys in the automotive world. He was a senior road test editor for Motor Trend for many, many years. He worked for Michelin, and he's a professional race car driver, and now he's a freelance automotive journalist and expert out there, and he's writing pieces all the time for Popular Mechanics. Mac Demir will be our very special guest for probably the majority of this hour. A little later on, we're going to check in with somebody from Shell about a contest that they're having, and that's coming up a little later on in the hour. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Or you can reach out via the email bob@boblongradio.com or bob@autoworldradio.com. And if you'd like some free samples of the great product Wash Drops, a new way to wash your vehicle that you don't have to hose it off, it's environmentally friendly, and it's winning all kinds of accolades. All you have to do is drop me your name, address, and your telephone number as well, because the Wash Drops people like to send stuff out via FedEx or UPS. So shoot it off to bob@boblongradio.com or bob@autoworldradio.com. Joining us right now on the program, one of my favorite guys, as I mentioned, in the automotive world. I've known this guy for many, many years and always enjoy his appearances here on the broadcast. Mac Demir, welcome back and happy Father's Day, Mac.
Well, thank you very much there, Bob. Hope things are going well for you.
Well, thank you, my friend. Well, I know that you just finished a piece for Popular Mechanics on police chases. Why don't you give us a little taste of that, and then we can kind of get into that in more detail on another occasion, because I really want to talk about the summer tire issue, the blowouts. I think that's very, very important. But give us a little tease on this piece that you're working on that you just finished for Popular Mechanics on police chases.
Well, it's quite a different situation than it was 10 years ago. 10 years ago, I went through the South Carolina Department of Criminal Justice's driver instructor course where I could teach cops how to drive. And at that time, the chief instructor spent about a day saying in various different manners, don't pursue, because most pursuits a large number of pursuits result in accidents, and a large number result in fatalities, often of people totally uninvolved in the pursuit. And then when they get to the end of the pursuit, they find a guy who most likely has a suspended driver's license. Most of the people who run are not terrorists or bank robbers. They're, I'm going to call them kids. 20-somethings with suspended licenses. So they discover, at the end of the pursuit, they discover a suspended license for maybe some seeds and stems in the ashtray, or maybe some beer cans in the back of the pickup truck. And almost all police departments have adopted a limited pursuit policy. Because they understand, they figured it out, that they're not chasing bad guys. Now, that doesn't mean they're not going to come after you in some manner. Some of them break off the pursuit once they've identified the car. For instance, they've got the license plate, which police are very good at, especially highway patrol. So it's a changed world from 30 and 40 years ago. I think the perspective back then was that these were really bad guys, and it turns out that no, they're not. But a cop is a lot like a dog. If you run from it, it's going to chase you, even if it doesn't. my adopted stepson. His name is Doug the dog, and D-U-G. And if the cats just walk around, he leaves them totally alone. But if they run, he's coming after them.
Something's happening. He needs to be in pursuit. Yes, that makes sense. That's great. Well, you're an expert in tires, spending a number of years running the tire testing program for Michelin, being highly involved with the Michelin folks. And you pointed out to me via email this week that now that we're into the summer, I can't believe it, it's the 16th of June right now, summer is upon us, that summer is a time for blowouts. It's blowout season.
It is blowout season. And the reasons are real simple. Way back when, in February, you didn't check your tire pressure and you drove around maybe for a month with it at 16 pounds per square inch. And I have done an inspection of Michelin employees. And 16 pounds was the most we found in one lady's tires.
Wow.
And she is an employee of a tire company. So you drove around at 16 pounds per square inch, and what was happening was the internal parts of the tire were over-flexing, like bending a coat hanger. And so you've essentially pulled the pin on the grenade, and as the drill sergeant likes to say, when the pin is pulled, Mr. Grenade is no longer our friend. So you actually killed the tire way back in February, or at least set up a failure. And now you go on a vacation to Florida or Texas or someplace where it's really hot, and you're running along at 70, 80, 90 miles an hour, you know. You guys just have to decide what you're doing, and it's 100 degrees, and the pavement is 150, and that tire, the final few strokes of the coat hanger causes that tire to fail. And people think it just failed for no reason. Well, it didn't fail for no reason. The reason why it failed was you don't check your tire pressure. And pumping it up right before the trip, after having driven it at 16 PSI for 3 months, isn't going to help.
The damage is done.
The damage is definitely done.
And I know that there are certain parts, and we have stations in all this area of the country on U.S. 78 through Alabama and Mississippi, and the speed limits there are pretty high. I was surprised to read that 79 miles an hour doesn't even earn a second glance from a highway patrol officer in that neck of the woods. Matt, tell us about that.
Well, I have had a chance to ask officers, you know, what's the real speed limit, and they are prohibited by the Fraternal Order of Police from telling you what the real speed limit is. But one guy told me, he said, you know, if it's a light traffic day, and, you know, I've been getting people that, you know, maybe I just stopped somebody at 100, so he might let some people go by at 79 miles an hour. You know, he's waiting for that guy going 100. When if you wait long enough, that guy's coming by. That same officer told me he will not give 2 miles an hour in a school zone. So, you know, I'm sitting there going like, I like that.
More officers like that. I agree.
Yeah, I like that. You know,
so do I. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that and about how to handle a blowout. You're listening to Auto World. It's Bob Long and Mac Demir. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on this Father's Day 2013. Mac Demir, automotive journalist extraordinaire, race car driver, and all-around really cool guy is with us. He's an expert in tires, spent many years testing tires for Michelin, and we're talking about summer, and summer is officially tire blowout season, and Mac has been telling us about some of the reasons why that tires tend to blow out because of neglect during the winter months. Now, Mac, if you're in a situation where you have to handle a blowout, and I've been very fortunate, I have not had that experience in my life, but I understand that it can be quite an eye-opener. Let's put it that way. This can be an experience that you're not soon to forget.
To simulate a blowout, we were forced to take a little bit of plastic explosive. No, make that a lot of plastic explosive and put it on the sidewall of the tire. And we had a special ring that allowed us to have this really cool red detonator. And that, it's the noise that causes the people to panic and do the wrong thing. So the big boom simulated a real blowout or simulated a real tread separation. And then the people were trained as how to do it. But as humans, we do not rise to the occasion. We fall to our level of training and preparation. If you've ever, those who went to school at the university at a big football power know what I'm talking about. If you ever showed up in a class and you saw the starting running back and the starting wide receiver, you're going, cool, I'm getting a C in this thing if I do nothing at all. Because they have to give a C to the football players, right? And so if you, when you have a blowout, if you do nothing at all, you will get maybe even a B. The answer is you keep your hands where they are and you drive straight down your lane until the car has come to about 30 miles an hour, and then you start looking for a place to pull over. What happens is people, in their minds, safety is on the side of the road stopped. If you blow a rear tire and you move the steering wheel at all away from the blown tire, in other words, if you blow a left rear and you turn the steering wheel to the right, the car is going to go around so fast and almost certainly leave the road and probably tip over. So you keep your hands straight ahead, you drive your lane, and let the car slow down. Now that blown tire is a huge braking force. The tire nerds will call it, they call it something else, but we'll just go with braking force. The car slows down a lot with a blown tire. So drive your lane, wait till the car gets down to about 30, and then ease over. And I get a lot of, well, what if there's other traffic? Well, what if you're upside down in the ditch? Okay, you're in a bad situation. You're going to have to work. You're going to have to hope that folks will look out for you. And usually it's an okay thing. And on most highways, sooner or later, you get somebody who jams on the brakes because they're missing their exit. And I've yet to see a pileup because of that. It's the same thing. Now, at Michelin, we taught that when you hear the blowout, for a short instant, you go to full, you push the gas pedal towards the floor. Not so much that the car would downshift into a lower gear, but you push the pedal to the floor. It has some scientific reasons that I'm not going to tire nerd you on right now, but one of the, if it does nothing else other than lock up your brain for a little bit of time going, what did Max say about blowouts? What am I supposed to do? What? If that's all it accomplishes, you have now slowed down to perhaps 50, maybe even 40, and we're about, like I said, it's like, you know, it's like I'm back at Ole Miss and the all SEC running back is in the seat next to me, man. I'm getting a B plus in this class by just turning in the papers, you know.
Oh, that is great. And I know that during your career, you've taught more than 1,000 people on how to handle a blowout without a single negative incident. So, I mean, that alone in itself, you should have a gold medal for that.
Lord Almighty, it's the easiest thing in the world to teach. I'm telling them, if you do nothing at all, you get a B. Okay? It's a little bit like I should have been a tutor for football players in college because I wound up tutoring a couple of them anyway. But if you just come to class, the professor is going to give you a C. Trust me. Come to class. So if you just drive your lane, drive straight down your lane. Of course, right now I can hear the what ifs, the even ifs, and all of this other stuff coming across the radio. What if the traffic is stopped in front of you? Well, you would have to lightly apply the brakes. What if this? What if that? Well, the main answer is the one you've got to lock in your head is to drive your lane and let your car slow down. I'll give you an A if you squeeze the gas for an instant in time and then let the car slow down. A Viper in top gear with a blown tire will not accelerate. That's how much the drag is of that blown tire. So now if you're in second gear, yeah, it's going to accelerate. But if you blow a tire and say, what are you doing driving down the freeway in second gear? Jeff Carr, the editor of Motor Trend when I was there, had a great thing when we tested the Viper. He said, you know, it really only needs third gear. It'll run 5 seconds 0 to 60s in third gear, and it'll go up to about 110 in third gear. Well, you don't need any more gears than that, you know? So.
Oh, that is great. So Mac,
my ADD is kicking over here, Bobby. Focus me back.
Mac Demir is with us, and we're gonna hold him for a few more moments or another segment. It's Seat of the Pants Radio live all across North America right here on Auto World. Don't go away. My name is Bob Long.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main part last 2 to 4 times longer than you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back here, and we thank you so much for being with us. 855-660-4261 or via the email anytime, 24-7, bob@bobblogradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. We're chatting with Mac Demir, who is an esteemed automotive journalist and a world-class test driver, was senior road test editor for Motor Trend for many years, also worked for Michelin doing tire evaluations, and now is doing all kinds of cool stuff out there. And Mac has been telling us about how to survive a blowout and telling us a little bit about the nuances of how a blowout comes to be. Mac, one question that is kind of a dumb one, but it's still one that I get.
Bob, there are no dumb questions. There are, however, millions of inquisitive idiots.
Well, I could say I have a large number that tends to like
ahead.
To email
I'm,
me.
But I can help that, sorry.
I like it. Very good. What's your recommendation as far as checking air pressure on your vehicle? Is it something that should be done once a week, once a month? What's your recommendation?
Once a month is plenty. If you think once a month, most people will do it once every 3 months. Most modern tires are you can get away without checking it. For that period of time, I really aspire to do once a month. Now with the modern tire pressure monitoring systems, which have been mandated on the cars since, oh, I forget when, 2009 or so. Those systems are very good at letting you know you have a slow or even a fast leak. They are not at all useful for letting you know that your tires are at the proper pressure. It bugged me when they came on the scene, because when my oil light is not on, I'm assuming I have plenty of oil pressure.
Mm-hmm.
However, when your tire pressure monitoring light, it'll say TPMS or maybe even have a little tire symbol on your dash, it does not mean you have proper pressure. It means that your tire is not dangerously low. The light really doesn't come on until the tire is approaching the dangerously low level, especially for dealing with deep water, hydroplaning, and the like. You still have to do the old-fashioned get a gauge, go to the tire, to the gas station, put 75 cents or a dollar in, and pump up your own tires. I would rather see your tires 3 pounds above what the automaker recommends. You'll find that number on the door jamb somewhere, or if it's an older car, in the owner's manual, or call the auto manufacturer at their 800 number, and they'll be happy to tell you. I'd rather see 3 pounds over the recommended number than 1 pound low. I'd rather see you 5 over than 1 pound low. 6 or 7 over than 1 pound low. Are you kind of getting my message here?
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is if you check your pressure, let's say on a warm October afternoon, and you set it correctly, on a cold November morning, it's going to be 4 or 5 pounds per square inch low. So you want to check it when your tires are cool and put at least what the auto manufacturer recommends in that tire.
And certainly another thing we should point out to listeners is a lot of tires have that on the sidewall, the maximum tire inflation pressure, and that's not what you're supposed to be putting in your tire. That information is contained other places in the vehicle. Tell us a little bit about that.
Allow me to make a point on that, Bob. That number on the sidewall of the tire has nothing to do with where the tire bursts or anything. That is how much weight the tire will carry at that pressure. It'll say, 1,800 pounds at 45 PSI. That means if you put 46 PSI or 50 PSI, the tire will not carry any more weight. I could tell you where the tire will burst, but then I'd get nasty letters from certain people. So, but it's well past that. Every person, certainly every boy my age has had the experience of going to a gas station before they had regulated pumps where you were getting 125 PSI at the gas station and blowing up a tire, a bicycle tire. Well, you can't do that with a passenger car tire. So that's why I'm saying you're in no danger of blowing up the tire if you're 7 pounds over. You can go way past that before you're in danger of bursting a new tire on a good wheel. That number on the sidewall is how much weight the tire will carry. And it's a good thing to know. When you're going on vacation and you're carrying your 350-pound brother-in-law along, you might have to bump it up to that pressure. Because, especially if you're towing a trailer, the weight includes everything in the vehicle. And that's, the cooler of beer and the people and the fishing gear and, your brother-in-law's collection of tungsten ingots, So you have to account for that,
That's very cool. Upcoming here in Auto World Land, in this hour of the program, we're going to be talking to a representative from Shell about the Shell Rotella Super Rigs, which is basically the premier truck beauty contest. And, Mac, I somehow remember that you are not only a certified real-deal race car driver, but you are also certified to drive a big rig truck, is right?
Yeah, I, I, I just let my commercial driver's license lapse. No, there was no demand for it, and it was high. But yeah, I've driven 80,000 pounds. Give truckers a break. Maybe they're not always the most polite people on the road, but for the most part, they're just average folks trying to make a living. And beyond that, they are a whole lot bigger than you are. And, you know, just remember that next time. Give the guys, you try to give them a break. Both, it's spelled both ways, break and break. You know, I try to let them in. One of the first things I taught my kids is if you see a turn signal on the big rig as you're going by, push one pedal or the other hard. Either push the gas pedal hard and get by him, or push the brake pedal hard and go behind him.
Yeah.
Because he's sitting almost 10 feet higher than you are. He may see something ahead, a block lane, for instance, that he can't stop in time, mm-hmm. and he's got to get over. I wrote a story for Popular Mechanics and I about giving truckers a break, and it was received very. The comments were very interesting because people, especially the wives of truck drivers, were saying, "What a great story! Everyone should be nice to truck drivers and stuff." And then I got a huge number of letters from
hold that thought back. Don't go away.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Auto World Radio host Bob Long with a simple reminder for you. Don't forget to subscribe to the free podcast for the Automotive Radio Network at the iTunes Music Store. Automotive Radio Network delivers the world's finest automotive news, information, and entertainment. Plus, a lot of really cool stuff there, including some retro automotive commercials. It's all 100% free and available at the iTunes Music Store. Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Insurance. Visit www.21st.com and by the Busted Knuckle Garage. Unique automotive and motorcycle gifts for everyone. Call 888-708-0897 Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time, or log on anytime to bustedknucklegarage.com.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled EZARMOR.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference.
2 days only.
Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joel Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this
this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
We're coming at you live all across North America. We so appreciate you being here with us. My name is Bob Long, and don't be a stranger if you've got a question for our very special guest, Mac Demir. He is going to finish out the hour with us at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, Bob at BobLongRadio.com, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. We were scheduled. Originally, I was going to have Mac on for the hour, but then the folks at Shell contacted me and said I needed to do this story, and we were scheduled to chat with Chris Guerrero, who's a Shell Rotella brand manager, about an event that's going to be held next week in Toma, Wisconsin. It's the premier truck beauty contest for actively working trucks. Owner-operator truckers from around the United States and Canada will compete for cash and prizes valued at approximately $25,000, and 12 drivers will be selected to have their truck featured in the 2014 Shell Rotella Super Rigs calendar. So we'll have to do a makeup with that gentleman in the not-too-distant future. But meanwhile, our good friend Mac Demir is going to do, as we originally planned, round out the rest of this hour. And Mac, before the break there, I was asking you a little bit about your experience driving those big rigs. And I can only imagine, I've never had the pleasure myself of driving one of those large 80,000-pound, as you say, vehicles. You know, they've got a tremendous amount of torque, I would imagine, and a whole lot of gears. I mean, what's the average gear setup in a big rig?
10-speed is fairly common. I wasn't a professional trucker. I just drove some, you know, like driving the tires up to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan for a snow tire test, driving around the test track. One of the things is that they have something like, depending on the engine, something like 1,300 foot-pounds of torque. So not only you really have to recalibrate your mind when you're releasing the clutch, because not only do you not want to give it any throttle, the throttle is counterproductive. So you just release the clutch, and 1,300, it'll pull off 80,000 pounds just as smooth as silk. And that's for me, especially since I hurt my left knee skiing, that's the only time I would touch the clutch would be to leave. I would shift matching revs. You have to shift seven times to get up to 45 miles an hour.
Wow.
It's a lot of work. And, Lord, I have so many stories about, kind of stupid things car drivers do. I'm sure car drivers have stories about stupid things truck drivers do, but we were going through Chicago one midnight, headed towards Upper Peninsula, Michigan, and people kept running, diving for the exit across our bow, so close that I could not see the car. For a while there, I thought maybe it was a gang initiation ride, but the people don't understand that it wouldn't hurt the truck very much to just run right over that car. Maybe they understand it, and maybe they don't care. Sometimes you do wonder what people are thinking on the road. I will say that out loud, and my wife will say, they're not thinking at all. Have you not learned this in all this year? And I said, okay, I understand. So, again, try to give truckers a break where you can. And looping back into the blown tire situation, never run alongside the truck, either behind it or in front of it. Mm-hmm. If you're beside it, first of all, the truck driver probably can't see you. Second of all, if he has a tire failure, especially a tread separation, you see those road gaiters lying along the side of the roads everywhere.
Yeah.
If that's a several hundred pound steel reinforced weed whacker, and it will slice a car wide open.
If you
come up upon a truck and you're hearing kind of a thump 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 regular,
yeah,
that's the birthing cry of a baby road gator. It's going to be born, and you don't want to be there when it happens.
Great advice. Absolutely. Mac, got a couple of emails here about tire questions and blowouts. The first email comes from Wendy, and Wendy is listening somewhere in Florida, and she would like to know if run flat tires help prevent blowouts.
I don't know if they help prevent blowouts, but the reason why you have a run flat tire is so that you can limp slowly to a safe place to change the tire. If you do not keep the pressure, the tire pressure proper on a run flat tire, it will fail just like a regular tire. The name run flat has given people a misimpression of what it can do. They can't drive without air for very long. They will definitely fail, come apart, just like a regular tire. I don't have any statistics in front of me, but I see no reason why having a run flat tire would reduce the ability of a blowout. Though, if you had a failure on a run flat tire, your odds of surviving it probably is better. But I'm just saying probably because I have no statistics in front of me.
Another interesting question. This one comes in from Ed, and Ed is listening in Missouri, and he's got a question for Mac also about general tire issues, and he wants to know about these mileage tires, the tires that are being advertised that are designed to deliver higher levels of fuel economy. He wants to know, Mac, do these actually work?
The tire companies have had a couple of recent breakthroughs that are giving them more what they call low rolling resistance, but that are giving you better fuel mileage. It's still around the 1.5, 2.5 miles a gallon. It's not going to be 40 miles a gallon. However, when you're an automaker and you're producing millions of pickup trucks, moving that mileage from 19 to 21 is a big deal. And over the life of the vehicle, the answer is yes, they are producing much better than they used to. It's still down around 2 miles a gallon, certainly less than 3 miles a gallon.
And another question here, and this is a good one because, you know, it's still that time of the year where people who live in the Northeast or the Midwest and have older vehicles, collector vehicles, they put them away for the winter and they didn't put the vehicle up on jacks. And they want to know, Mac, from you, here's a guy by the name of Jim in New Hampshire. He says he's about to take his classic Mustang out of the garage finally. Is there something that he should be looking for when it comes to putting the vehicle back on the road tire-wise? Is there any specific inspection he should do?
Well, the first inspection he should do is find out when the tire was built. It's on the tire. It's easy to find on the Internet. If the tire is more than 6 years old, I don't care how much tread it's on it, it's probably time to be replaced. Let me, for the tire nerds out there listening to me, if the tire has been in service, that means it's been on a car or been laying out in the sun. That's considered in service. A tire stored in a cool, dry, low humidity tire warehouse can last much longer than 6 years. But if you've had that tire on the car more than 6 years, you probably ought to replace them. There's some risk.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel, speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.